Our God in heaven, we are grateful. The lover of our soul, the one who redeemed us, we bless you. Indeed, we are grateful for another opportunity to come before you. Because we know where two or three of us are gathered in your name, according to your word, you say you will be in our midst. Thank you. Because we know your word faileth not. Thank you for every of the prayer sessions that we have had, the teaching sessions. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you even for the remaining sessions of this service. Because all of this is unto your honor and glory. Father, take all of this even from us in Jesus' mighty name. And as I go, God, now to share your word with your people, including myself, I ask, O God, that you enlighten our heart with your word. Not only are we going to grow thereby, we will be doers of it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, my Father. I submit myself to you that you use me as your oracle this morning, not as a matter of the knowledge that I have, but that you have given in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Once again, you are welcome and thank you for being part of the service today. I want to quickly share with us, even as we all know that today is our Thanksgiving service, what I title, Make a Deliberate Effort to Thank God. Make it intentional. Do it purposefully. And the Lord God that you are thanking, we answer every of your prayers in Jesus' name. So I titled it, Make Deliberate Effort to Thank God. Please let us read Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. I'm reading from the New Living Translation here. And I want us to follow it as I read it because it's so personal, even unto David. And I want it to be personal, even unto us this morning in the name of Jesus. David said, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' mighty name. This is the heart of David, the heart of someone who knows the Lord. The heart of someone who knows the Lord. And to prove this, David went on to praise God, to adore him, to give him all that he represents in his life. And I truly want to believe that we are people like David here, people that love God, the Yahweh himself, the Lord himself, the Jehovah himself, the one that we always refer to as God because of his awesomeness to us. And if that is so true, then we quickly learn from David too, that here is David who knows the Lord to be the one that he must bless at all times. And he further reminded himself, come on, David, I must not forget all that he has done for me. Like he's talking to Rose, Jesus Palace, we must not forget all that he has done for us. And I truly believe he is doing great and mighty things for us, and he will continue to do great and mighty things more for us in Jesus' mighty name. You know, when you look at that word in your Bible and in most versions, it's written in capital letter, Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. The whole word there is in capital. This is to show the almightiness of God. This is showing us that he is our eternal God. He's the merciful God, the creator, the God of purpose that we serve. And that was why David could say, look, whatever I am, we praise him. And I am bringing it to Rose Jesus Palace, whatever we are, deliberately, purposefully, with understanding, let us give him praise and give him thanks. And as we do this, he will answer us in Jesus' mighty name. He further went on to say, all that is within me, bless his holy name. All that is within me, internal, external, must bless the name of the Lord. And if you remember, this was exactly what God was telling the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 6, what is called the Shema, that every generation of Israelites must be taught that. And that was where in Deuteronomy 6, chapter verses 4 to 5, it says, hear, O Israel. Maybe I should paraphrase it. Hear, O Jesus Palace. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You, myself, we shall love the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our might. I pray we'll have an understanding of this, that at all times, not only are we going to be praising him, we'll continue to give him thanks. And David said, all that is within me, praise the Lord. Because whatever we are, whatever we ever become, comes from him. And all that he has given, we should give him back in return as a thanksgiving. And when you continue with that, those five verses of the scripture, you will see that David was reminding himself, you cannot forget all the benefits of God. Brethren, we cannot. I'm saying the same thing to us. We cannot. Each time I woke up, I say, God, thank you that I'm alive today. The word will quickly come to me that it is only the living that can praise him, that can give him thanks. And I am thanking God on your behalf that you are alive and well today, even to come to give him thanks and praises. We cannot forget all his benefits. There are so many things we always take for granted. You know? Some people go, oh, these children, they are disturbing. The whole house is in a mess. I say, oh, why not thank God for that? Not that it's in a mess. The fact that you even have people in your life that can turn your house upside down. You should thank God for that. Because there are people who might even be more saint than you, in quotes, that are praying wholeheartedly that they want the house to even be in such a mess. That seems intangible anyway. But brethren, we must learn to thank God for all his benefits. Many of us, we throw food away. Not because we are wasteful. It's simply because we have abundance. But there are people which we can all attest to that are even looking for food to eat. We must not forget all its benefits. Just like David said. And that's why when we, as we quickly look at these five verses, you discover that these five passages took us through some, it's taking us on a tour. You know, when you are going on a tour, like, let's say I'm going from here to Edmonton. There are places where you have to stop. Maybe, in fact, government even made that provision on their expressway. They will advise you, stop now. Take a rest. Continue the journey. So we are going to take a tour through these five verses quickly, and you will see why David was so emphatic of the need for us to praise God, to give him thanks purposefully for all the benefits he has given us. In verse 3, he said, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. So the first stop is the courthouse. Where do you talk of forgiveness? Where do you talk of mercy? Where do you talk of justice? And I use the word courthouse because we can all relate to that. We have that in our world so much. What is all of that for? It's for mercy. This is where criminals go to plead their case, to ask for forgiveness. But here, they are talking to human judge. But here, we are talking of God who has forgiven us every of our misdeeds, every of our sins, every of our iniquities, every of our sins. And why is this so true? Because I know many will be saying, oh, is that a courthouse? Because the Bible made us to know that we were all sinners. We were all born sinners. But through his mercy, which has now become a benefit to us, for what we must be thanking God for, not only have we been forgiven of our sins, we are no longer tied to those sins again. Romans 3, verses 21 to 26. I'm going to read that. Romans 3, 21 to 26. He said, but now the righteousness of God has been manifest apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and be justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. That was why David was saying, I cannot forget all these benefits. He knew all that he did, the sins he committed, how he managed some people to be killed. But through it all, he knew God was still merciful to him. And like I said, we have enjoyed that mercy for those of us who have given our life to him. But if you have not, you still have the opportunity to do so, brethren. And for us who have enjoyed that benefit, we cannot forget it. And at all times, we must thank God for it. Why is this so true? Because if we take it for granted, if we begin to see it as it's because we have power to do so, we will miss that grace that was given. And that is why I say, many a times, I always thank God, Father, thank you for saving me. perhaps I would have been worse than who I am now. But I thank God for His mercy. I thank God for His grace that found me, saved me. And I will continue to thank Him for this at all times in the name of Jesus. And I'm enjoying it, us too, brethren, members of Jesus Palace. Let's continue to thank God for the salvation of our soul. Then when we continue to read that Psalm 103, verse 3, he said, "And He heals all my diseases." I know many people will think this is talking about bodily diseases. No. We are talking about disease of the soul. Disease of the soul. You know, when we were in the dark side of the world, when we were still living in the dark, not yet translated into His marvelous light, our soul was diseased. In other words, our heart has never been regenerated. And if your heart is not regenerated, your heart will be filled with hatred. Your heart will be filled with anger, greed, lust. Of course, you want to take revenge of every situation you think somebody has hurt you. That is what our heart was. But glory be to God. If you have been regenerated, if you have been healed of all of these diseases, and you know it truly, you must give thanks to God. Peradventure, you might still be struggling with one or two of it. And this is why you must continue to pray to God that, "Father, please, I want to be completely transformed. Take this aspect of this disease that is still in my soul away." I know many people will say, "Oh," because that's one of the heresies that have been preached today, that once saved, you are saved forever. That's a lie of the devil. And this is why you must continue at all times to examine yourself. That word came to us during the Bible study, the Sunday school this morning. We must continue to examine ourselves at all times, so that when we are going off, we can quickly come back and say, "God, oh, thank you. You are the one that took this aspect away. Now, this one is still there. Please take them away now." And I pray as we do so, the Lord God will help us in Jesus' precious name. And if you are having these diseases with you, you really can give thanks to God. Because if you are still living a lustful life, you are still living in anger, you are still looking for a way to take revenge, even when God has told you in His word that vengeance is mine, you might not be able to give Him thanks as you ought to. So please, this morning again, I am joining us, even as I use that word again, on a daily basis, let's examine ourselves, purge ourselves of this, so that when we give Him thanks, such thanks will be acceptable in the name of Jesus. Then we are still going through that scripture. Verse 4, it says, "He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." He redeems me from death. I will say this is another stop. He redeems us from the slave market. Slave market. I was never a slave. I know many of us will contend with that. If not that God forgives us our sin, we are slaves. But thank God, we are no longer slaves to sin. We are children of God. For me, I declare it, and I want to believe some of us, we can, in confidence through God, declare that we are no longer slaves to sin. If you are doing it secretly, yes, as a pastor, I may not know it, but God knows. And if you continue in that, you are still a slave to sin. This is tied to the point I made before now. If you are still manifesting all of those diseases of the soul, you are a slave to sin. But David realizes that it was his tender mercies that God showed him that brought him out of that slave market he was in. If anyone is there this morning, by the mercies of the living God that we serve, I pray you'll be out, you will be redeemed, because Jesus Christ has paid that price for you. Don't let his effort on you be a waste. So that when you thank him, when you decide to praise him, your praise, your thanks become acceptable unto him. Psalm 28. I'm going to read verses 1-2. He says, "To you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. And I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of my miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my step secure." And I pray this for us, that as many of us that we allow him to redeem us completely, he will make our feet to be secured upon that solid rock, the Son, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Then that verse 4, it says, "And he crowns me with love and tender mercies." Hallelujah. Where do you talk about crown? The palace. Hallelujah. The palace. And I thank God you are in the palace of Jesus Christ today. In the palace, what do you have? Freedom. Abundance. Crown. I pray none of us will miss our crown, even in this palace, in Jesus' name. We are already crowned with his loving kindness, the covenant love that he showed us. And this is why we must learn to thank him at all times. Make it a deliberate attitude. He also crowned us with his tender mercies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Last Sunday we were told that our personal assistants are always at hand to help us. Goodness and mercy. You can only have access to them when you are in the palace, when you are with Jesus himself. And I pray none of us will be taken away suddenly from him in Jesus' name. Much as he doesn't even want anyone to go away from him, I know the world is luring us, pride is luring us, lust is luring us, anger, all this sinful nature. But if we truly give our lives to him, if we truly know that he is the one we have come to serve, we will not leave his palace. More importantly, that we know the things that are daring for us when we are in his palace, that his loving kindness is there, his tender mercies are there for us. I pray we'll not miss out of all of this in Jesus' mighty name. So David was saying, he fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. My life with good things. You are in a place of abundance. And I thank God when I was reading this, it took my mind back to what he has declared for us in the month of August. Which, like we were sharing then, that it sounds strange that even with pandemic, with all that is going on, people not having job, and that it's a month of shower of blessing. It sounds strange, but we believe. And I'm still urging us to continue to believe, because His abundance is for us. His blessings is for us. There is no children of the king living in the palace that suffers. I'm not saying that you are in the palace, there might be no hardship, little here and there, but you don't suffer any lack. And that's our testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I have this much confidence because I know the God who owns his church. If this is coming from me as a person, you may not believe it, but it's coming from the King who owns his church, who owns his people, who owns his flock, the great shepherd himself. All I am asking you, my brethren, is that let us believe and let us continue with him. And as you remember all of these things that he has promised, that he's doing, he has done, that he will do, just continue to give him thanks. And the Lord will bless us more and more in Jesus' name. That's the short message I have for us this morning. Make it a deliberate attitude, a deliberate effort, a purposeful effort to thank God at all times. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to pray. Then we'll go to other aspects of the service. I want us to get ourselves prepared to pray. Remember, the Lord God himself told us too that this month is a month of prophetic declaration. In other words, the month you will speak back his word to him yourself. That is, if you truly believe all of those words. However, before we pray, I want to bring our attention to this. I am going to read from Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. Numbers 14, 28. He said, now tell them this. That's the Lord God talking to Moses vis-a-vis the children of Israel. I will talk a little about that before we start praying. He said, now tell them this. As surely as I live, and I know he lives forever, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I had you say. I want us to take note here. If you read the whole of that chapter 14 of Numbers, that was when the children of Israel started murmuring, complaining, throwing tantrums. Even Moses intercede on their behalf. And some of them made their own evil confession, pronouncement, declaration. And God said, okay, that's fine. If they thought I am not the one that deserved the glory, if they think I'm not the one that delivered them from Egypt, thinking that I brought them out of Egypt to die in the wilderness, thinking that I brought them out of that land, and that I'm taking them to a land that flowed with milk and honey, and they are now complaining, murmuring, throwing tantrums. And some of them have said, they will even prefer to die. And God said, well, since they have said this, so will it be. And that's why I said, please, let's take caution. Even if you don't know what you want to say this morning, just say thank you. I think that would be of a great thing for you than to say something that is negative. Because God is saying, whatever we are going to say to his hearing this morning, so he will do. Only two believe in the report they brought, Joshua and Caleb. And they entered the promised land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. The majority that were in opposition to it then, thinking that they cannot do it, they did not. Because as they say it to the hearing of God, so it was. So when we are making prophetic declaration, when we are making decree, let us know what we are telling God. God bless you. I just want us to have that understanding. Let us begin to pray. Let us begin to thank God for his loving kindness and mercies to us. Even that we have a God, a covenant-keeping God, a promise keeper, we thank you, we are grateful, we bless you. Thank you even for speaking your mind to us, that this month we must continue to declare and decree prophetically unto our lives, that as we say it, so you will do. I know you don't break every of your promises. The unchanging God, thank you. I will come before you this morning as your children, that as we say it, oh God, let your power of doing come upon it. The power of manifestation, let them come upon every of our declaration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Brother, I want you to begin now to declare unto yourself, prophesy unto yourself, what do you want God to do? It is my prayer that his favor will come upon each and every one of us. Yes, my Father, I decree success unto me, unto every member of Jesus Palace, that as we go, even this month, this week, your success will be waiting for us. I decree this success in particular for every student, be it young or old or adult, for anyone that is writing one examination or the other now. Success is our portion in the name of Jesus. Brethren, begin to say it. I decree this morning that the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous that we are. That this week, this month, oh God, my Father, my God, every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you will condemn them for our sake. I declare and decree that the spirit of excellence come upon your children as they return to school to their studies. Yes. The blood of your son Jesus Christ that was shed upon the cross of Calvary is a mark upon us. Therefore, let no man trouble us. Let no disease of the Egyptians come near our dwelling. My Lord, my God, the covenant keeping God, the promise keeper. You said when the angels of death that is passing through the land shall see this mark upon our house, they will pass us over. This I decree and declare again concerning every family represented in Jesus' palace. The disease that is ravaging the land will not come near our dwelling. I decree, my Father and my God, you said you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. That your abundance is our portion, spiritually, financially, materially, even career-wise, business-wise. I declare your abundance upon the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, your peace round about for every troubled soul, in the name of Jesus. You say you give us your peace, not like the world give it. That peace that passes all human understanding is the portion of every member of Jesus' palace. In the name of Jesus, when we go out, peace. When we come in, peace. In the name of Jesus, that will be cause our enemies to be at peace with us. In the name of Jesus, that we will prosper in our health. La Santa Le Mare Kiriki Santolo. Jikala Baba. I declare upon all the children of Jesus Palace the spirit of excellence. Yekema Zantalaya Baba. That no one intimidates them. Rather, your favor will answer to them. They will find favor with you and with men, even in their studies. In the name of Jesus, even our places of work, your favor will distinguish us. In the name of Jesus, any thunder that wants to rise against us in our places of work, Father, this moment, we condemn them. Rather, you will turn the heart of the kings and the rulers of these places of work to please our cause for your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have decreed. Amen. God bless you, my God bless you, sir.